the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yeah, welcome to it. This is some of our better breaks from the week of shows. Not a good start to it, though.
It's not a great start. You are really looking forward to a weekend, putting your feet up. What's a chill weekend look like for you?
Tomorrow? I don't know. I'm just not going to get out of bed till I have to. Actually, great. I don't have to tomorrow.
Well, you're going to binge a TV show. You're going to finally watch The Summer I Turned Pretty. Thank God, because I didn't want to watch it. But one of us needs to know about it.
Yeah, and tomorrow's going to be raining. So maybe I'll just lie in bed and watch that all day.
How many seasons will you get through in a sesh?
Oh, I don't think I can do the whole
season. How many episodes there are.
This weekend, I could maybe get through like 5 or 6 eps, I reckon.
When
I'm meal prepping on Sunday.
Those are rookie numbers.
Well, if they're an hour-long episodes, I'm assuming.
11 episodes per season, basically. The 11 episode third and final season.
Yeah, look, I'll aim to get through half a season. But there's also a good footy on this weekend too, so I'm going to be spending, you know, 3 hours.
You don't binge well either, do you?
Oh, I binge well when I want to. Do you know what I watched the other day? The Catfish movie, a documentary.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Yeah.
High school Catfish.
The high school, the unknown number it's called. God, it's good. I've got some thoughts on that, but I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
No, tell me. Spoilers coming up. If you need it, just hit the 30-second skip a couple of times and get into the breaks.
Okay. Okay, now I'll talk about it. The mum catfishes her daughter. It's wild. For 2 years,
I knew that already.
She sends like threatening
text messages. Is this based on a true story?
Yeah. No, it is. It's a documentary. Yeah. Oh. And the mum is on the documentary and she talks about it.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, we have to watch to find out. There you go. It's not a full spoiler.
Who's she pretending to be?
No one. She's just abusing her. She's like death threatening her and stuff. It's wild.
Where is that? Where can people watch it?
Netflix.
Should we do a little what we've watched recently review?
Yeah, remember we did it when I watched, what's that? What was the one that was all shot in one? Just won an Emmy.
Oh, yeah. Don't remember.
Adolescence.
And that's won so many awards.
Yeah, it's great. You still haven't watched it, have you?
No.
It's heavy.
I don't think I'm keen on heavy stuff. I don't like watching heavy movies and TV shows.
Yeah, it stays with you. It stayed with me for a few days.
I don't want that.
Yeah, okay.
I want to be able to turn the TV off.
Okay. Yeah, you don't watch stuff anyway. Anyway, is this good stuff?
No, probably not. Hey, it's better than this moving forward.
Yeah, true.
This is base camp. You're about to hit Everest, guys, in the next 40 minutes.
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
So I'm trying to scrimp and save at the moment. And I noticed, I was going through my bank transaction, and I noticed that a couple of days ago, $270 had been taken out of my account.
A new scam.
No,
you got scammed around this time last year, $3,000.
Yeah, I did.
Somebody pretended to be your bank and you went, no worries, here's all my details.
Yeah.
Kind sir, you sound hot.
Was not my finest moment, the old scam days. But no, this one was my fault. Oh, I suppose that was my fault too. Didn't have to give them my bank details, did I? No, it was a stupid one of those free trials that you accept thinking, oh, yeah, I'll just do the free trial and then I'll cancel.
You got 2 weeks free and then it's charged you the whole year in one lump sum.
Yep.
What did you buy?
Zoom Pro. How often, Taz, am I doing Zoom meetings? Very rarely. And if I do them, guess what? The free version's enough for me.
The only time you've used Zoom meetings is for your side hustle. Ellie does a little emceeing and voiceover work
correct.
On the side.
Yep.
It's not going very well. I don't know why you needed to spend on Zoom Pro. What? So how long do you have Zoom Pro? Is that a lifetime subscription?
That got me the whole year. I think I don't even know what you get with Zoom Pro.
That's huge money.
Like, I just thought I was downloading Zoom on my phone. Anyway, so I'm like, I can't afford $270 right now. I don't want to waste that. So I've gone on their T's and C's and it says non-refundable.
Totally.
So
you signed up, you would have double-clicked the little app button.
Yeah, it's all my fault. This is the thing. But I'm still convinced. I'm like, I reckon I can get this money back. So I've gone on to ChatGPT. And I've said, hey, do you know of anyone who's managed to get Zoom subscriptions refunded once they've purchased it?
Yeah.
It gave me some good feedback saying, yeah, people have managed to do it.
Yeah.
So I said, can you write me a letter that, you know, appeals to them? So it did. It spat
superb.
Out. Yeah, it spat out this really nice email.
Hi there, Zoom. I'm just little Ellie, okay? And this is who you're picking on. And it would just send a little tiny little baby squirrel cute photo.
Oh, funny this you mentioned that.
This is who you've charged the $270.
I did have that thought, Taz. So I wrote what ChatGPT told me to write, which was like, you know, it was accidental. I'm not financially capable at the moment, blah, 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 all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then there was room on the Zoom page for an attachment. So I was like, here we go. I could have a bit of fun with the attachment. So I was like, I'm going to get a photo of myself.
You send a meme.
And write a little caption on it. Yeah, just in case, like if I'm in customer support at Zoom and someone's put this much effort into their request. So I've just sent you what I've sent as part of my refund request.
I'm so excited.
To Zoom.
Please, Zoom, I am so broke. And we will love you forever if you can grant us a refund. And it's you and your more attractive sister.
Well, you guys always say she's hot.
Totally.
So I was like, well, I'll use her in it as well. And Webb, I've got thumbs up to the camera.
You've got your weird thumb, though.
Yeah.
The backwards thumb.
Yeah.
You're an alien with that thing.
Okay, but it's a happy photo. And it's us, like, begging.
People might feel sorry for you with the thumb, to be fair. It's probably good to include
it. Do you know
what?
If they do, and I get my $270 back.
I'm going to save this photo.
Oh,
and
no.
Share it right now.
Okay.
Into our Instagram.
Okay.
At 919CFM. I'm going to put it on the story. I'm just going to slap it straight on the story.
Shameless.
Is that okay with your sister?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she didn't even know I was doing it. I messaged her after the fact and said, hey, just FYI.
She all right with it?
You're part of my shameless attempt at getting a refund.
Done. I'm posting it on the story, Sunny Coast, if you want to see. Wow.
Hey, well, you know what? Stay tuned because we'll see if I get the money back. If it works,
no way.
Everyone needs to send selfies to.
You could be Ellie Refund Cheney. That could be your new middle
my
name.
My new Instagram.
Yeah.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And we have an interesting turn of events to tell you about.
Sunny Coast, let me fill you in on this story. This is gold. Fawson Brook, we know them, we love them. They wake you up in the morning and they will get you to work, right? They're the big breakfast on CFM. Foz came to us last week and he goes, guys, we've all got this person in our lives. Foz is often that guy. Guys, you've got to get behind this horse this weekend. It's a shoo-in. You've just put the house on it, okay? It's going to come through.
I know the trainer. I know the jockey. And honestly, it's a sure
free.
Thing.
He used the term free money.
Free money, exactly.
I mean, definitely not.
Now, look, we're going to reiterate gamble responsibly, Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, what are you really gambling with?
But he was saying it's 41 to 1, honestly.
Sure fire at 41 to 1.
So we were like, all right, sure, mate. Because we can't, in that situation, you can't be the person who doesn't put the money on. Because then
totally.
If everyone else wins, so we each put $5-$10 on it. And we were expecting a big payday on Saturday. Horse ran 7th?
I think so.
8th?
Yeah.
Something like that. Didn't even place. And so
didn't get close.
We said to Foz, we need to get you on the show to
so
just
you can,
have it out at you.
An official apology.
Well, I
for
think
the
we get our money
the
back.
Coast.
He's not answering his phone, right? I told him 4:10-ish, we're going to call you. Oh, here we go. Okay. He said, I'm in Woolies, there's no reception.
Yeah, so we were going to get him on at 4:10.
Sounds like there's reception.
And he's now messages going,
you
yeah,
have
sorry.
Reached
yeah.
mailbox number
okay.
zero.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
Four.
Oh,
no. No, don't reveal that. Don't reveal his number.
But surely, like, we can get the beep at the end and then we can leave him a message. Oh, there we go. Hi, Foz. It's your mates, Ellie and Taz here. Mm.
Just, no longer your mates, mate.
Yeah, actually, your former mates. Just wondering what we get. Like, I think Tazzy, we should get a refund.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I should get my $10 back.
Totally.
And or I'll take 3 coffees.
I would like to see Foz dress up in one of those inflatable horse costumes and do some sort of lap, maybe of Caloundra. To the horse place.
I just, yeah. I think I'm okay with that. I know it's just classic Foz. He's running away from owning up to this, isn't he? You know, like,
Woolies.
Oh, I'm in Woolies. There's no reception. Which Woolies has no reception?
Well, it cost us $10, mate, on the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, if you get this message, call us back.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And I don't want to get too aggressive over the next couple of minutes, Taz.
Mm.
But I also feel like we need to defend ourselves in a war we didn't even know we were in.
Okay.
Gen Z versus Millennial. You and I are proud millennials.
We are. And a lot of the times with technology and things, we have paved the way for Gen Z.
We made them.
I remember when Snapchat came out and it had three filters.
Right.
And those were the most exciting things on the internet.
Mate, I got Instagram in 2014.
Remember the dog? The dog filter? Everybody loved that.
Yeah.
That was the only filter on Snapchat, and it was the only thing you could physically do with your camera on the internet.
Mm. And
nothing
you know
else
what?
Existed. AI wasn't a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't come at us and try to tell us what we're doing wrong. That is exactly what one stupid Gen Zer has done.
Why are we clapping back? I haven't heard the attack yet.
Well, thank you. I'm about to tell you the attack. Social media creator Janelle Fourreau, I don't even know how to say her last name. I'm not even going to bother to learn it. This is a series she's doing on Instagram.
Okay, I think it's time somebody started the series called Millennial Bootcamp, where I, a Gen Z, tell you what we're doing, what we're not doing, social media etiquette. If you want to leave a hate comment, don't, because it's not that serious.
Guess what? I'm going to leave a hate comment right now. Okay?
Take that, Jennifer.
I don't care what your last name is. She goes on to tell us all the things we're doing wrong. One of them is our fonts.
You don't like her delivery, do you?
No.
I think it's time.
I don't like any part of it. But she tells us that our fonts, the fonts we're using on our Instagram stories are wrong. Unless you lose.
I like big, bold text.
Oh, no, that's, you're old man, according to Janelle. She says all of them are out except for the like literature one or the dainty, elegant ones. And they've got to be super small and they've got all this stuff.
What about emojis? Are they in?
She doesn't mention emojis in this.
Great. I'm using
although
them.
Although I have heard crying face emoji definitely out.
That's the best one.
I know. I agree. All right. What about the other things that we shouldn't be doing?
We're also not saying slay in real ways anymore. We're saying it in sarcastic ways. The new slay is literally just this. Nod your head.
Okay, I'm going to stop her right here because when she says just this, she's putting her middle finger on her thumb.
You're making your hand like a mouth, like a sock puppet.
Yeah, so apparently you put your sock puppet up and you put your middle finger on your thumb.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's doing while she says this.
Silence, because I guess this means eight in sign language. So you're saying like, yes, you ate with that.
What? Yuck. I ate with that?
Yuck.
Is the conversation about a fork? Because in that case, sure, I'll do this because I did eat with a fork.
Oh, this is terrifying.
Otherwise, no thank you, Janelle. Finally, the other list of things.
Go off, King. Keep
going. The
other
list of things. I think that's a Gen Z term and I will not have it.
No,
okay?
That's why I dropped it.
Thank you very much. I prefer to say lol, Ellie.
YOLO.
Yes, thank you. Finally.
I'm dead. I'm deceased. I'm sick. I'm screaming. I'm throwing up. All good things. Your friend posts a picture on Instagram. You comment, I'm sick, I'm deceased. That basically means that you look amazing.
No, it doesn't.
I'm deceased.
I don't want to be deceased, nor do I want to be sick.
No.
I don't want to be throwing up. You may as well be saying, I've got gastro when someone posts a hot pic.
I remember the generation above us, adults when we were kids, would always make fun of us because we would shorten everything.
Yeah.
FOMO, YOLO, LOL, OMG, BRB.
At least
GTG.
They made Hang on. Sense.
They have now, not, they're not shortening things.
No.
Instead of saying lol or ha ha, they're now going, I'm deceased.
Yes. What?
This is terrifying.
And then sometimes they're not even talking. They're just doing their sock puppets, which means something that...
this is my stop. I'd like to get off the train, please.
Have we just become grumpy old people?
You definitely with against Jennifer.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Sunny Coast, you're listening at the right place, right time. I could be making one of you out there a millionaire. I've got a pretty good idea for a restaurant, and I'm happy for somebody to steal it because I don't have the money behind me or the know-how to start a business and have it bloom here on the Sunny Coast, but I have an idea. It's very similar to a previous idea I've had. Remember when I said sushi trains, they're wasted just being for sushi.
True.
Trains really only deliver one kind of food to us in restaurants. And I said, why don't we expand? Mm-hmm. Why does it have to be sushi train?
Fair.
Why can't it be pie train?
Party pies or just pies in general.
Little party pies. So then you can have a couple of plates.
Yeah.
You might have a little pepper steak one. You might have a little cheese one.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Totally. I think it's a great idea.
But you'd fill up after one or two, wouldn't
three
you?
Three or four. I think three or four little party pies like this sort of size.
Yep.
Tiny little party pies. You have a couple, pay, you leave.
Yep.
But they come around on a train.
Right? No, I'm on board with that. I like that for you.
Well, I've got another one.
Oh, okay.
Imagine.
Do you want to be pitch it to me like you're in Shark Tank?
I'd be terrible at pitching something. What's this?
This is the Shark Tank theme.
Oh, I don't watch the show, so very obvious. Okay, welcome. Hello, sharks.
Hello.
Tanks, divers, whoever you are.
Yeah, I'm the shark.
So I've got an idea. I think this would be perfect for the sunny coast. Imagine Malulabar Esplanade, right? You've got the Froyo places left, right and centre.
Mm-hmm.
When you go out for breakfast, right, usually wherever you go for breakfast, very similar menu. Mm-hmm. Waffles, eggs benny, avocado on toast, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
No one offers cereal.
Oh, you're the only one who eats cereal.
No. They stock them in every supermarket. There is an entire aisle for cereal. So obviously people like cereal. Shut up. Stop.
I've got...
Don't.
I'm a shark.
Just wait.
Okay,
I haven't pitched you yet, shark.
Sorry.
The blood's not in the water quite yet.
Oh, I'm circling in a bad way.
It's like a Froyo place. So you go in, you grab your bowl and your spoon, you pay on entry. So it's like $10, whatever it is on the way in. And then that's just an all you can eat. And you go up to different taps and you pull on the taps to release the cereal into the bowl. Once you've filled your bowl up with cereal, you go over to the milk section, couple of different milks to choose from.
Like in a hotel.
And then fill it up and then you can eat your cereal. What do you think?
Well, that's what they do in hotel buffets, but it's
beautiful.
For free.
You're paying to stay at the hotel.
Yeah.
For you, it might be free on Miss Points or whatever it is, Qantas Points.
I do love a points hack.
What do you think? A cereal place? Just imagine Malulabar Esplanade. It's just teens would love it. Early 20s, people are going. They're going, oh my gosh, have you tried the new cereal place? It's open for dinner too. People love cereal for dinner. Girl dinner.
Who wants to mix cereals?
Jerry Seinfeld is a very famous advocate for cereals, and he has cereals all day. He'll have it for lunch and dinner.
Isn't the point of going out for breakfast to have something that you wouldn't cook yourself?
Totally.
Cereal is the literal easiest breakfast you could
have. That's why you have 30 cereals to choose from. At home, what have you got? Weet-Bix, and that's it? Maybe a little bit of Nutri-Grain?
But how many different cereals can... You can't mix cereals. They're already mixed goods.
Sometimes you can mix them.
What are you mixing? Name two cereals that are good to mix.
Rice Bubbles and Cocoa Pops.
It's the same thing.
No one's chocolate.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Taz, you know how I often talk about my side hustle on this radio show?
Oh, no. It's some self-promotion, Sunny Coast.
It's not. Tell the truth.
Is so good that you don't need a radio show to advertise it.
I'm not trying to advertise it, okay? I'm in a bit of a pickle. Because my side hustle is like emceeing and doing like presenting on people's videos and, you know, anything digital, blah, voiceover stuff. So a client that I've just received is for a certain pet store. I'm not going to say their name just yet.
Oh, gee. They're really getting their money's worth.
Basically.
You have to pay extra for me to say your name, guys. In my voiceover work, I won't actually say the business name unless you put another zero on the end of that figure. Thank you very much.
Well, they've said to me, hey, Ellie, like, love
I'll
to have you.
I'll look at you for free, but I won't say anything about your business.
No. They said, we'd love to have you on board. How about we send you out some stuff and we'll get you to film the video with it and then we'll post the video on our socials.
Oh, you're going to get a freebie.
Yeah. So I was like, sweet, absolutely.
Yeah.
And because it's for a pet store,
yeah,
they want my dog Simba to be the star.
Oh, my God.
So not only am I pimping myself out, I'm now pimping out.
What's Simba getting for all this?
Well, this is the thing, right? I think the money that I earn from this, which is not a huge amount, by the way.
Mouth, how much do you get to me?
It's not much.
How much?
No, that's... It's really not.
Sunny Coast. That was four figures.
No, it was not.
Almost five.
You know what? It was definitely not. Anyway.
If you include the cents, it was four figures.
Yeah. So Simba's going to be front and center of this.
Mm.
But they've sent me out the list of products that they're sending me, right?
Yeah.
And there's a squeak air ball, which will be a bit of fun. Like he loves a good ball.
Great.
So we'll get that. Some canine joint supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
The star of the video, apart from Simba, I think it has to be the dog food, though. But we've been over this before. Simba's guts are not good.
He's not going to be able to.
He can't eat.
So he's going to have to do. He's going to have to do like classic model from the 90s kind of vibe.
Yes.
Where he has to eat the product on the camera and then spit it out.
Either that.
He's like, I'm watching my weight, guys. I can't actually eat this.
Try that to a little cavoodle.
So he's just going to stuff his morals.
Well, I don't know.
He's going to be advertising a product that he actually doesn't stand for.
Yes. Maybe. Although, I don't know.
Where can we see the ad? Where's this?
I don't know. I'm not, like I said, I'm not saying their name. Unless they give me more money. I ain't saying their name.
Gee, businesses, if you want to get involved, it's elliechaney.com.au. Wow.
CFM.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Something big is happening tomorrow morning, Tazzy.
Very big. Sunny Coast is getting its own monopoly.
Yeah, it is. We are going to be heading to the launch of the Sunshine Coast Monopoly tomorrow morning at Amazewell. It's happening around 10, open to the public if you want to come down too.
Beautiful. Well, yesterday we took a whole heap of phone calls from the Sunny Coast and we put together what the Sunny Coast thinks is going to be on the board. So I've actually got a whiteboard next to me. We filled in most of the squares, most of the colours of predictions.
Now we've got someone who actually knows on the phone.
Ooh.
Dale, who is, get this title, the Monopoly Manager at Winning Moves, joins us. Hello, Dale.
Hi, guys. How are we?
We're good, thank you. Now, your people have told my people you are sworn to secrecy.
Oh, no, it's like it's like introducing a Marvel actor or something. They can't say anything about the movies coming up. So, Dale, you've seen the board then. You've been a part of building this thing.
I have, from the very beginning, yeah. It's a long process, but, yeah, I think we've done a pretty good job.
Before we get into the specifics maybe that you might be able to accidentally spill on the show for the Sunny Coast board, how many boards have you been a part of, Dale?
Me personally? Good question. Probably around 15 across Australia and New Zealand.
Wow.
Yeah, quite a few, but we've been doing these all around the world for the past 20 years now. So it's about time Sunshine Coast got one, right?
That's fascinating. How do you get to be a Monopoly manager? What's your career progression? What do you study at uni?
Don't need to. It's fine.
Okay, in that case, Tazzy, I'm quitting.
Oh, is that what's next after radio?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to become a Monopoly manager. Dale, how many Monopoly managers are there out there?
Yeah. Well, I've got a very small team in Australia who look after all the additions here. So, we've only got a small team of about four or five that put this together. But, yeah, I think the design itself has touched a lot of global offices to put all of the different suggestions and artwork together. So it's a global effort to do this.
Well, that's the thing. Like, how do you figure out what makes the cut in each place that you're doing them for?
I mean, look, the public help us enormously when it comes to these sorts of things. So for us, we just want to create an official Monopoly that showcases everything the Sunshine Coast has to offer. And all the locations that the locals love and want to show off. So we did receive hundreds of suggestions in what should be on. And in most cases, which is very much like the Sunshine Coast, the board's just not quite big enough. But, yeah, I think we've got the basic elements of what makes Sunshine Coast what it is.
Okay, so I've got a whiteboard next to me, Dale. You can't see it because you're on the phone, but it's basically we've tried to fill in as many squares as we could yesterday on the show. Predictions, the Sunny Coast has got involved, going, oh, this needs to be there and that needs to be there. We'll see if they got a prediction right, because I hear you're able to drop us just one little nugget of information.
Oh, it's the board's under lock and key, but if I slip up on one, then so be it.
Well, should we just list off a bunch of stuff you think is going to be, is going to be on there, Tazzy?
Yeah, so the Sunny Coast said that the Browns could be the Ginger Factory or Nambour Showgrounds. Mm-hmm. A lot of love was shown for the different beaches, and so light blue to be beaches like Noosa Main Beach, Bullcock Beach, Mooloolaba Beach, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What about the different mountains that we have, some of the Glasshouse Mountains, all the way around, and they wanted to change up Jail. They wanted to make that Nambour.
Oh, I disagree with that.
I thought that was quite funny. Wildlife HQ, Big Cart Track, and Minyama Island for the Mayfair, of course.
Okay.
That sought-after board piece.
Dale, can you confirm or deny that any of those are on the board? And if not, can you give us at least something?
No, there's a few on there. There is definitely a few on there. Yeah. And I was a bit worried because your very first one, which I'm not going to say out loud, and hopefully people are listening and remember, the first one you mentioned may or may not be on the edition.
Oh. Fantastic. I won't say it again either because then people have to go back and listen on the podcast. To our show to find it out.
That's fair. I am just waiting to see what Mayfair's going to be. The dark blue skirt.
That's Ellie's house.
No, it's not. That's
she's really rich, Dale. You don't know, but Ellie has lots of money. She pays people to do her mowing and things. And it's just, she should be Mayfair, at least Park Lane.
Is that the address I'm not allowed to mention on radio? Is that right?
You have to buy the set to get it. Well, Dale, the Monopoly manager from Winning Moves, thank you for giving us some time this afternoon. We will see you tomorrow morning for the big reveal of the Sunshine Coast Monopoly board.
My pleasure. We'll see you all tomorrow.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Not often am I jealous of the English.
Fair.
You know, our weather's better. Their beach is terrible.
We'll take Ed Sheeran and Adele.
Yep, but they can have everything else. Basically.
We'll give them Kylie.
Yeah, the convicts, we did all right coming over here, didn't we?
I
think we got the better. Like, why would you send your convicts away from England? Anyway, there is something that the UK is doing and I am very jealous.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you and I can be the leaders mm-hmm. in the Australian space for this. Have you heard of a restaurant called Witherspoons? I think it's in the UK.
Isn't that the actress?
Reese.
Yeah, okay.
So Witherspoons obviously do hot chips.
Yeah.
And people are getting their hot chips from Witherspoons, counting the number of chips, and then posting on a Facebook group. This Facebook group is called Witherspoons Poultry Chip Count.
Okay. Poultry?
Paltry. It's not like poultry.
Like crap, basically. Putrid. Yeah, boring.
I thought we could start something over here to the same effect.
What do you mean?
Well, the UK's got this Witherspoons thing.
Yeah.
Right? And we want to start it over here. The Australian Chip Counters Association.
Oh, I love it! Oh, we got to wait for the... there we go. We've got to time that better.
The Australian Chip Counters Association.
Yeah, okay.
I have launched it. It's live on Facebook right now. If you search Australian Chip Counters Association.
ACCA for short.
ACCA. You can join, be a part of this. I think what we do, I've bought a small chips from Red Rooster. I've got you some chippies over there from the good old Goose.
Thank you. Delicious.
We count and see how many chips we get in our hot chips this afternoon.
Done. Oh, God, they smell good. Okay.
We're going to need some posts on this group, you know, because there's no excitement yet.
Yeah. Well, we're co-presidents. Are we?
Oh,
yeah,
nah,
come
president.
On.
I would like to be president. You can be vice president.
Fine. All right. I'll allow that.
You get Ellie Cheney Investigations. I get the Australian Chip Counters Association. So I just thought over the next, you know, before 4 o'clock, let's count the chips.
Yep.
And we'll get back to the Australian public as to how many chips you get.
All right. In the meantime, give it a follow. Give it a like. Give it a post if you're getting chips for dinner.
Jump around at Sunny Coast. We're going to be counting the chips and posting live on the Australian Chip Counters Association very soon.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
This is CFM. We are Ellie and Taz, or otherwise known as...
President.
President and co-president.
No, your vice.
Vice president.
Not
sorry,
co.
vice.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Get your official title right.
The Australian Chip Counters Association Facebook page.
It's a brand new Facebook page. I've created it, the Savi. Basically, how you get involved is if you've ever had hot chips and you're going to obviously buy some in the future, you count the number of chips that you get and post it. Let's see if you get a good share or a bad share.
Doesn't matter what size you order, because eventually we'll have the stats for all of them and we'll be able to ascertain where on the coast or where in Australia serves the most amount of chips with your chip serving.
So this has come off a thing that the UK did. I'm just currently laying out my Red Rooster chippies. So we bought a small chips for Guzman for you and a small chips for Red Rooster for me.
So hard to not have one.
The way the UK do this is they tally them. They lay four down and then they do a fifth diagonally across. So they do these little tally, chip tally marks.
Yeah.
So we're going to do the same here at the Australian Chip Counters Association.
Okay.
TM.
PTYLTD.
Thank you very much.
Incorporated. What else can we chuck on there?
Sunny Coast, if you want to be up to date on all Ellie and Taz stuff, but also chip counters, information, goss, updates, make sure you join it.
What if, I'm just laying my chips out in
I'm laying
as well.
Mine out too, yeah.
What if like it's kind of half a chip? What do we do in that situation?
That counts as a full chip,
I think.
That counts
as a full chip? Because, like, what's that? Look at that. It is the size of my fingernail. Is that a chip?
Nah, that's a chip.
That's a chip?
Well, is it not a chip?
I don't think that can count as a chip.
Eat it.
Okay. Thank you. That was what I was angling for.
Okay.
I just wanted you to suggest it.
I've got a full tally of my Red Rooster chips. I have tallied it to be a small chips from Red Rooster. You get 27.
Oh. 27
chippies. I'm going to say that doesn't sound like many when you hear the number, but a lot of them are big. I'm going to say that.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's the thing.
How are you going over there with your tally?
Size doesn't always matter. Sorry. Size, quantity doesn't.
You've told me the opposite. So here we go. I've got 27 in my Red Rooster small chips and Ellie in her Guzman. You've polished off a whole handful of small
chips. I was just licking my fingers because I had a lot of flavor on them. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45! With an extra 5 half chips plus the 2
wow.
I ate.
Wow!
45!
We're going to get our pictures up on the brand new Facebook page right now. Australian Chip Counters Association. If you want to be a part of it, please do join Sunny Coast wherever you get your hot chips in Australia. Make sure you're posting on there.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Hey, ads are everywhere at the moment, aren't they?
Oh, mate, it's the 21st century.
It's just constant advertising.
Yeah. What's the stat? You see 10,000 advertising messages a day.
Yeah, you consume that many messages.
That's wild.
It is. It's insane. Well, China has come out with another way to advertise to you.
A new one. I don't know if I need a new one.
Just imagine this.
Yeah.
This isn't too far away, I'm sure, for Australia.
Okay.
Public toilets in China are making people watch ads to give you toilet paper.
Stop it.
So you're sitting on the loo and you know how you know in public toilets, those big sort of dispensers of toilet paper?
Yeah.
There's a little QR code on the side of it. You scan the QR code, you watch the ad, and then it dispenses a couple of squares. It looks here in this video that I'm watching, you get 2 or 3 squares, three maybe, and by that, 3 squares of toilet paper per ad.
Okay. There's so much wrong with this. Firstly, what if you don't take your phone with you to poop?
Then you just wipe free. You'll just be anti-wipe.
Aren't they supposed to, like, discourage people taking their phones into toilets? Like, isn't that technically unhygienic, even though we all do it?
Isn't it amazing?
So, okay, what if I've done an excessively large?
It says that you can pay for toilet paper as well, a couple of cents per square. So if you don't have your phone, it cuts down on waste, but also, unfortunately, it's just going to mean that everybody takes their phones to the loo.
It might get me, to be honest, because I'm a sucker for a good ad. The other day, an ad came up for this top that I want. It's like a really nice long-sleeved, stripy shirt.
Okay.
And I saw it on one platform.
Say the brand. They might send you a free one.
Lioness is the brand. Everyone's got it.
You've just got a free plug.
Right, well.
Send it to 55 Plaza Parade in Richard Hall. Thank you very much.
I may not need them to send me one because I got it advertised, the same top to me, by 4 different stores.
Wow.
In one Instagram scroll. So, like, this different stores stock the same top.
Yes.
4 different stores. I bought this bloody top. I bought it. It got me.
How many ads did you survive?
4.
Oh, you convinced yourself.
4's the magic number.
There's a classic one of you have to convince yourself, it's a sign. It's meant to be.
Yeah, they know
that. No, that's just the algorithm.
So could you imagine if that top was advertised to me on the pooper, right?
Yeah.
And
you're quite vulnerable in that state too. Like, you're going to probably spend, money.
Exactly. And like I've done, one that requires multiple wipes, I watch one ad, stripy top comes up from Lioness.
Yeah.
Watch number, stripy top comes up.
If Lioness is listening at the moment, what size are you?
Extra small, please.
Okay.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And we talk a lot, probably far too much, Taz.
Totally.
About Oh, no, I wasn't meaning just in general. Okay. We talk the required amount more that's in music, our contracts.
More music, more often, CFM.
No, we talk a lot about my role on this show, which is to be the weather person.
You make a big deal out of something that really should just be in-out information, informative,
yep,
and just smile as you deliver it.
Okay, some would say that, but some would say there's a lot more to the job, you know,
who?
Like meteorological
you.
Know-how.
You say that there's more to the job. No one else does. People go, oh, I don't want to wait 15 minutes for Ellie's weather. I'm just going to load it up on the app.
Wow. Tell that to Peter Murph Murphy, who has just retired after 41 years being the weatherman in Tasmania for Channel 7. He is Australia's longest running weather presenter.
How long has he run for?
41 years. So I figure there's a hole left down in Tassie in the weather world that maybe it's time for me to progress my career.
Not Ellie and Taz, Ellie in Taz. Okay, it wasn't that funny.
No, I like that.
It actually wasn't that funny.
It was actually one of your better ones. Usually your jokes are crap. Yeah, so I could go down and I could fill the shoes of Peter Murph Murphy. What do you reckon? You reckon I'm ready to progress
give
from radio
best,
to TV?
Give me your best weather for today, tomorrow, the weekend. What's going on?
Oh, for Tasmania? Because I don't know.
Next,
can tell you from here.
Next. No, we've got plenty of applicants here. We don't need you anymore.
Great to have you with us tonight on
Channel
7.
No, you just come in and do the weather.
Okay. All right. You got to throw to me, though. You've got to be the anchor and you throw to me.
Now to the weather with Smelly Chaney.
Thank you, Tazrant. My name's already said my name.
Nah, wrong.
I'm nervous.
I've actually put a book together, remember? I'm about three quarters of the way through and it's called Ellie's Lame Weather Quotes.
Yeah, this actually could be like these my portfolio for the job.
These are quotes that have gone to air in the past of you doing the weather. Sunny Coast, check your own radar because I knock off at 6.
Well, that's accurate.
You can blame the Bureau for this, is one.
I do blame the Bureau regularly.
I'm a bit Dunzel Washington with all this rain.
Well, it was very rainy for a long period of time.
The Bureau of Meteorology sends me too many emails.
They do. They're very quick to fire off an email. Oh, severe weather warning in the Northern Territory. I don't care. That's not where I am.
To get to your weather, Sunny Coast, I need to close my other tabs.
That's to open up the emails.
People with meteorological degrees don't hold nothing to me.
Well, that was forecasting the Murph situation.
And then my favourite, today's weather is like a palak paneer.
I didn't say that.
Do you think Peter Murph, whatever his name was doing any of this gear?
See, this is the stuff that sets me apart from the professionals. Taz?
Ugh, this forecast is annoying.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Happy Wednesday.
Huge day down at Amaze World this morning. We went out there because we got a special invitation. A couple of weeks ago they reached out. They went, Ellie, Taz, it wouldn't be a special launch without you guys being there.
I mean, if that's what your email said, we got different emails because mine was just a generic, hey, media outlets, want to come down?
Didn't even mention CFM, but that's okay.
No, but it was a whole lot of fun. We rocked up in our bright blue tracksuits.
Mine said, hey, Foz, but anyway.
I mean,
I'm sure it got to the desired recipient.
Well, earlier in the week, we took your suggestions asking what you thought would make it to the official Sunshine Coast Monopoly board.
Yeah.
This morning, we found out.
We're here at Amaze World. The launch of the Sunshine Coast Monopoly board is about to take off. Thoughts, Taz? Final thoughts on what you think the browns are going to be or what you think the dark blues are going
to
be?
We've got an inkling the Ginger Factory's on the board. I would love to see some beaches on there as well and Glasshouse Mountains. I want to see them get some love.
Okay, but you don't know where they're going to place?
No.
Nah.
Mayfair is Ellie's house. That's all we know.
No, it's absolutely not my house.
No, it's her holiday home.
No, my house is in the Browns.
Oh, the east wing of the holiday house in the Browns. Basically, you make your way around Ellie's house. That's the new board.
Monopoly, Monopoly.
We here on the Sunshine Coast have been waiting for this moment for a very long time. Oh, it is the next step in our tourism plan, the next step in what is putting us literally not only on the map, but on the board. So here we are, Sunshine Coast.
So we will start off with
Bombshell. Noosa is a brown. That is a bombshell.
We have Gympie. We have Kenilworth. Melanie.
Oh.
We have
have Montville, Mount Coolum, the Queensland Air Museum, Majimba Island, the Orange Squares, we have the tourist attractions, starting off with the Ginger Factory. For the dark blue, so the Park Lane and Mayfair of the Sunshine Coast.
Big one, here we go.
We have Glasshouse Mountains National Park.
Yep, good get, good get.
And here it goes at my house.
Should be.
Mooloola Bar Beach.
Ah, oh, so close. So close. All right, the squares have been revealed, Tassie.
This is one of these moments where you go, what is our jobs? You and I are standing head-to-toe in bright blue tracksuits, holding giant dice, waiting to take a picture of Mr. Monopoly. And I had to tell my girlfriend this morning, sorry, babe, I got to go into work early. Big day.
I am, overall, very happy with the board.
Beautiful.
I think great inclusions, great selections. Bombshell that the brown squares were Noosa and Gympie.
Well, they've got their own boards already.
Yeah. So what do you reckon? They just said,
Yeah, they're close.
If I could buy Noosa for 60 Monopoly money dollars, then I'm buying it.
We should have brought some Monopoly cash. Started buying squares on the giant board.
Mate, I'm so broke I don't even have any of that.
We're about to take a picture with Mr. Monopoly. Wish us luck.
Do you reckon we should try interviewing? Monopoly,
Monopoly. What is this? What is this song? What is this Monopoly song?
Oh, it's a classic.
Hey, okay, you've done some editing here and you've searched... I heard Love Game by Lady Gaga, so you searched game songs.
Yes, correct.
Then you searched Monopoly song and this came up and you went, I'll use it.
It's so good. It's a classic by Klaus Lars,
okay,
written in 1984.
Wow.
It's all in German, see?
Sing along if you know the lyrics, Sunny Coast.
Ellie and Taz. Yeah. On 91.9 CFM.
Now, Sunny Coast, particularly, I think, kids of the Sunny Coast, I need your help.
Yeah, mums and dads, if you've got young ones in the car, we actually don't need you. We need the young ones to be listening. Kids can understand kids better, I think.
And that's the issue we've got right now, is one of my good friends, Shauna, messaged me last night and she said, I need your help. My daughter is singing this song on repeat.
Yeah.
And she says she wants to listen to it and I don't know what the song is. Her daughter Sunny is only 3 years old.
Okay,
so
here we go.
She said, it's a current radio hit. Can you help me out? And she's recorded her singing the song, okay? This is all we've got. I asked her to do another version. This was the second version. It's not a lot to go off.
Kids, all right, we're asking for your help right now. 545-11919. Maybe you know what that song is. Can you have a guess for us? What is that song?
So I've asked a few questions. I've said, I'm going to need more to go off than that.
Come on, Sunny.
She says it's a girl singing it.
Okay.
Sunny, the three-year-old, thinks. And she says that the lyrics are, now I'm highlet happy. Which again, not much to go off. But have another listen. I mean, I was stumped all night long. If you think you know, 545-11919, give us a call. What is this song? Chloe, hello, is that you?
Yes.
Hi, Chloe. Now, you're 8 years old. Do you think you know what Sunny's singing?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
Is it Golden?
I mean, it's the song on everybody's lips, isn't it?
That song, anyone with kids knows that song. I'm kicking myself because you know what, Chloe? It is! Well done!
I mean, what part is she singing, though?
I think this part. Should do a duet, Chloe.
That was beautiful.
You know what? We had like seven people on hold. They've all just dropped out because they all knew.
We'll go through them anyway. We've still got a few on hold that we can see if they've just double check if they've got it. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
What did you think the song was?
I thought it would be Happy from Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
I also thought that for a bit, Charlie.
Agree.
But no.
Can I hear the little audio that you got from Sunny again? Oh, the
Happy. Yeah.
Charlie, I like your thinking. It's not that, I'm afraid, but thank you so much for giving us a buzz.
There you go. I'll get back to Shauna. We've got the right answer, guys. Congratulations.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
And it's formal season, Tazzy. All the high school formals seem to be happening at the moment.
Yeah. Year 12s. Sometimes earlier than that. We had a grade 10 formal, I think, at my high school.
Yeah. It's so fun. Did we, actually. Oh, no. I think we had a year 10 disco.
Well, the graduation happens for grade 12, but maybe a grade 10 or a grade 11 formals, everybody gets dressed up.
Yeah. I was quoted as saying, it's going to be the best night of my entire life.
Home by 9:03.
Yeah, kids, just so you know. There's better nights to come. But I want to point out Noosa District High because one of the students has rocked up to the formal in a helicopter.
Ooh. Luxury in Noosa.
Right?
If you'd said guess the suburb where kids have turned up to their formal in a helicopter,
yeah,
you're guessing Noosa.
So true. Which made me think back to a time.
Hang on. Do we know anybody in our life that's rocked up to an event in a helicopter? Because that sounds very bougie.
He's employed as the boss,
but he wants to be the star. Easy
star. Go get him, Rockstar.
Big Boss Benny has crowbarred his way onto the show once again.
Hi, Benny.
You brought me in. Can I premise this? You idiots brought me in.
Yeah, we did.
He loves a helicopter entrance, though, Benny.
I would say that's in Subiaco's world, Cheney's world.
No, mate,
that would be a turn-on for Ellie, you would have thought.
I can guarantee you I've never rocked up anywhere in a helicopter. Oh,
stretch limo? Sure.
Doesn't one of your family boats have a helipad?
No, there's no...
You do? You've got a helipad at the holiday home, actually.
We're piling on Benny right now.
No, I've forgotten about the helipad gear, though.
Taz is like a dog. You just have to steer him one way.
We asked about your helipad. Sorry. You went, no, I don't have a helipad at the holiday home. And then you said, but our neighbours do have one.
No, not
your
the neighbours.
Your neighbours have a helipad.
No, my neighbours have a tennis court, not a helipad.
We had a chopper on that.
Anyway, Benny, remember the time that you rocked up to the polo in a helicopter?
Yeah, and that was after firing two people.
Gee, it's tough being the boss.
No, that's...
Literally, he had let people go during the week and then said, so sorry, we don't have enough money to pay you. And then, what? Here he is on a helicopter.
Hear me out. When you hear that story without context, I sound like a right, can I say...
I mean, that is the context.
I sound like a real idiot and a real cruel bloke.
What context have we missed there?
Well, there was budget cuts.
Not to the helicopter.
Not to the entrance budget. Oh,
we'll let go of this person, this
person.
The
helicopter thing was free.
Oh, must be nice. Oh,
a little shout out on
so
air, maybe.
I didn't
pay
for that. Yeah.
Must be
nice. So that's
what
I'm saying, and it was like, yeah.
You sent us a picture, remember, because he lands and then he takes a wanker picture in front of the helicopter. He's like adjusting his cufflinks.
I did the cufflink adjust on purpose.
Like 007.
So, Benny, it seems like you've missed your calling. You should have. Was it you at the Noosa formal the other night?
Good old for that, mate. Jeez.
I should hope so.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.